Hello, my name is Gary Stevens. Welcome to Lion of Judah Online once again. The subject we're doing at present is called Spiritual Warfare, the introduction. And I want to go to topic number two today, and the topic is Creation of the Spirit and the Natural Realms. This is part two from a six-part series. In Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 to 2, God, who is Spirit, created the natural and the physical. It says in verse 1, "In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, hovered upon the face of the waters." We also see in Genesis chapter 1, verses 3 to 25, "And God said, Let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. And God said, Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made a firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. And God said, Let the waters under heaven be gathered together under one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters he called seas. And God saw that it was good." Reading from John chapter 1, verses 1 to 5, we see the Spirit before the natural. "In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness comprehends it not." John chapter 1, verse 14. "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten Father, full of grace and truth." The points that I want to make in these scriptures is that we see that all things were made through the Word of God, and in verse 14 we also see the Word became flesh, which is Jesus Christ. Then we have the right to say that all things were made by Jesus, the Word of God. Let me make it more simple. "In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God." In another translation it says, "In the beginning was the Word, Christ Jesus." The Bible, the Word of God, is Christ Jesus in word form. It is spirit and life. The Bible actually says that, "My word is spirit and life." So we look at the Word of God through the Bible, and we see that God created the spiritual realm and the natural realm. God is spirit. He's not like a human being in flesh. He is spirit. We are also, as I said before, in three parts, spirit, soul, and body. And God wants us to mature spiritually and in our soul, as our mind, will, and our emotions, and in our body, to take control of it and to bring it under the authority of the Word of God. Very clearly here we see that in the Word of God, the creation of the spiritual realms and the natural realms by God, and they're still subject to the spiritual realm. And this is why it's so important as a born-again believer, not only to get born again and have your spirit recreated in the image of Christ or in the image of God, but God wants us to spiritually mature and grow up and know how to handle the spiritual realm. Through our position in Christ, we have been given authority in all realms, spirit, soul, and body. And God expects us to take his word and to grow and mature in the spiritual realm particularly, and to take authority over the powers of darkness, to take authority over each and every situation. And we see in the scriptures how Jesus was the example for us to follow. Jesus said, "What I have done, you will do, and even works greater than what I have done." For that to happen, we need to grow into spiritual maturity to understand the spiritual realm and the natural realm more clearly. Our authority is in the Spirit, and God expects us to operate in the Spirit with his word by faith. Thank you for being with me today. I hope you've enjoyed the creation of the Spirit and the natural realms. It's something we all need to know and not to be naive over. Thank you, and God bless.